actually, I used to have a pen pal from Brisbane, and I think she sent me a postcard of a koala bear. That's pretty much the end of that.
Excellent. Cool. It's not a bear. A koala is not a bear. Well, is it ko a koala is not a bear. We've been told.
Oh, are they marsupials?
Done.
Very good. Bing, got patch.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
This is Bo with Sally and Kristen. We are here, and we're going to take a Britpop quiz. And now this is a quiz that's based on Q Magazine's The Essential Quiz Book. That
We
was
need
a
buzzers.
what was that?
We need buzzers.
Well, anyway, the book was given with one of the Q Magazine's magazine. I don't know what year, don't ask. But
What year was it?
it contains 25 very hard questions. And I think of myself as a Britpop fan, but I fail at many of these questions. So I don't expect you girls to do as well. But I could be
No.
underestimating you. You guys could
Yeah, no, you
probably.
probably don't.
You just had to ask.
First question is, from which London suburb did the Blue Tones hail?
My gosh.
So, do you see that question on,
I
appearing on
do.
there? All
Can you
right.
see, Kristen? I can't turn my computer around anymore.
Well, someone can just read them out. Read them out while.
Oh, I am. From
London
which?
suburb. Do I get a clue?
Oh my God, I didn't get any help.
Oh, just rattle off a few. Is
All right, we'll just put a zero there.
it?
Trust me, these are hard.
Oh,
I
London
know.
suburb, Islington,
Hounslow.
Wait a minute. Are
Oh,
you?
she's cheating. She's just cheating.
You're cheating.
Hide this magazine down the back of the lounge. But
All
that's the answer. Yeah, Kristen cheated. Yeah, sorry.
right.
Wake up, it's a beautiful
Right, so second question is, what was the Boo Radley's debut album called?
Debut. Well,
Boo.
No, you know, I thought it was Boo and Me Too or something,
She's
but
the one I've got a couple of them. Let me
You
cheat now.
can't cheat.
Let me just see. How many albums have they had? I don't even know. What
All
Boo
right,
Radley's
so.
albums do I have? Do, 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 do. Come on, kids.
No. No, it is
Boo.
Ichabod and I. Ichabod and
Oh.
I. Is that the one with Wake Up Boo?
No.
All right, so far, recapping, we have an epic 0 out of 0.
Just making us look bad. Bring it on.
Hey, like I said, this is a really hard quiz.
Just in a disclaimer that we are hungover, you see. Otherwise, we'd be, completely on the ball.
Magazine.
right, third question is an easy one. What is the name of Elastica's long-delayed second album?
Oh, I've got it. What's it called? I don't like it very much.
First album is self-titled.
The Menace.
The Menace, right. Ding. Okay, you got 1 point.
Woo!
All right. Fourth question, what was Pulp's original name? You should know this.
Yeah, I know it.
What is it?
I can't even answer properly. Arabicus Pulp.
All right. Can ask bonus question.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they get that Abracabus Pulp
from? It's a coffee commodity from a newspaper. I don't know what that means, but if you look it up, that's what it is. It's something to do with coffee, and he found it in the newspaper, and he thought, yeah, it's an awesome name for a band.
You get an additional half a point for that.
Yeah.
Bonus, all right. And this one you should get because we talked about this before. What was the name of the band fronted by Danny Goffrey's wife, Pearl?
It's Goffrey. I know what it is, but I can't remember.
So band starts with letter A?
No, it's...
All right, I think we're going to have to...
I remember
Can
talking about
it.
It.
I remember talking about it.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it. All right. This is an NA here.
Needs approval.
You know what? I am a huge Sleeper fan, and I did not get this question right. And it is, what is the name of Sleeper's first top 10 single? And I would have guessed In Betweener, but it is not In Betweener.
Just going back to the previous question, was it Powder?
Powder! Yay!
Bing! Bing!
Going off.
Hey, you know what? We have an additional 3.5.
Sweet so. Ads. Okay, Sleeper singles.
Top 10.
Was it Statuesque?
No.
Was it Sail of the Century?
Sail of the Century. But I'm going to give you half a point for that because that was your second guess.
I could have just, rattled through all the songs eventually.
Was it Alice in Vain? Was it delicious? All right, number 7. We got a 4 points so far. 4 points out of 25. Shake it around on the underground like a new generation ride. And like all the boys in all the cities, I take the poison, take the pity. She Now this is actually pretty hard because I don't remember the guitars, but it is who replaced Bernard Birtla on Suede?
Richard Arkes.
Oh my god. You are right. How did you know that?
Because he's the fattest one in the band. I tell you what, they're very lucky. They found Bernard Butler, who was an amazing guitarist, and then they found Richard Oakes, who was equally amazing.
How did they find him for a bonus?
For a bonus? Well, he was 17 years old, I think, and he sent a demo tape to the Suede fan club, and they loved him because he was chubby.
You know what? Yeah, as a fan, he he got you got the half point. Alright, number 8 should be an easy question. What was Blur originally known as?
Seymour.
Seymour.
Sorry, the excitement.
That actually, hey, you guys are doing pretty well, actually. I failed miserably up to this point. So just to recap, we got 6.5 points. We're hitting number 9. Same as the things that you said. And either way, for all the things you know, tell me why does the river not flow? And either way, for all the things you say, tell me why does the river run red? And either way, for all the things you see, tell me when will the river run green? And either way, for all the things you know, tell me why does the river not flow? And number 9 is... which ocean color scene song was the theme music of Chris Evans' TV show TFI Friday?
The Riverboat Song.
Actually, I don't know that one, so I'm going to look up the answer here. Hang on.
It's not the Riverboat Song? I don't know.
The Riverboat Song. How did you know that?
I'm a nerd.
Do you actually know the show?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes.
There you go. How can you watch it?
No, on YouTube. On YouTube, Sally.
On the internet.
Oh, the internet. All right.
It's not on anymore, thank God. It was rubbish.
So he said, how do you do? She said, talk about things. He said, what do you do? She said, I do anything. He said, let's go hanging around, bang around looking at things. People say, what do you do all day? I don't know. Hanging around. Lost and found. Hanging around.
Number 10. Which Britpop supergroup features Blur's Alex James and Justine Frischman from Elastica?
Really?
Yeah,
Alex
if you don't...
and Justine.
Alice and Justine. You know this one. Oh, come on.
It's probably really obvious.
You just called them cheesy.
Maybe Justine wasn't in that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspelled her name. It's Justine, not Justin's.
Justin's. True. But no, she wasn't in Mimi Me.
Hey, that's the question. Hey, I don't make up these questions.
Ugh. It was the dude from Elastica.
You mean Justin?
Justin. There you go. That's probably why. It's all wrong.
That's
hey, I didn't make up these questions. They
well,
just...
that's
cute.
Send the
email
right up to the editor. It's right to the local council.
What? Did you just answer it? Is it me?
Yeah, it's me. But I thought you would have been all over this one.
Well, that's because you confused me. I'm thinking I don't recall any other band that
Justine and Alex,
apart from Fat Liz, which really couldn't be described as a band.
How about I'll give you a bonus point just because the editor's got the name wrong.
Yes, that's terrible.
It gets only harder from here on, by the way, just FYI. Many Brit Awards did the Verve take home in 1998?
Well, yeah. We count.
No, just guess from 1 to 10, and I think you're good.
4?
Oh,
I say 6.
The answer's 3.
Oh!
I know.
I overestimated their
talents.
Dogs are everywhere, almost everywhere. I go. They have too much and then they have too much again and then more. They leave their scent behind them everywhere they go. Oh, dogs are everywhere.
Which year was Pulp's first Peel session? I totally did not know this.
81.
God, you're good.
Isn't it?
Tell me the track listing. Bonus. All right. No.
I probably know one song off it. They released an album, It, in about 81. It's just got songs off that.
Did they have, like, The Lighthouse and stuff on there?
Yeah, I think so. There's actually a CD out that you can buy which has all of Pulp's Peel sessions.
Oh.
And it has some of those songs on it.
I might have to pick that up.
Yeah. They sound a bit bad rip-offs of Joy Division songs.
No, that's fine.
Because Jarvis has a really deep voice.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. Whoa.
All right, number 13. What was the name of Echo Belly singer? And I don't expect you to get this.
No idea.
Lucy.
Sarah Smith.
It's I only know her last name is Madeline or Sonia Madeline, but you didn't get it. So Smith is nowhere near that.
Oh.
And you're using it daily. In my defense, you wear the devil in your shoes lately. And you're walking all over the towns when I've known you smile.
Number 14. Which Britpop frontman has his shoe stolen by muggers in 1997?
Oh, that rings a bell.
Is it Graham Coxon?
I might have to look this up. Hang on.
Oh, I know Graham got hit by a car.
Yeah, he got hit by a car.
All right, you're not going to get this. It's Sad Seven's Rick Witter.
Oh, whoops. I would have eventually.
Come count it down. Which member of John Power's band Cast also performed with Shaq?
Yeah, well, that's an easy one.
Lee Majors?
No. I have no idea. I don't even know any of the names of the members of Cast or who Shaq is.
Exactly.
Isn't he a basketball player?
Yes.
Shaq. Oh, did they? No, that's not how you spell Shaq.
Funny joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. it was seriously contemplating him dunking with these Britpop stars.
So that'd be worth seeing.
All right, the answer is Peter Wilkinson, and I don't know who he is.
Of course.
So, rounding out the, just to recap, we have 10 points. We're in question 16. That's actually
not bad.
No, it's like 33%. Multiple choice question, and I'm sure you'll get it wrong, but it's which of the following members was not a member of Cooler Shaker? Here's your choices: Alonza Bevan, Jay Darlington, Steve Peck, Paul Winterhart. Who was not a member of Cooler Shaker?
D. Kristen's saying D.
D.
Yeah.
Ooh,
sounds
sorry.
Good to me. Oh, hang on. I mean,
C. It's D or C.
The answer is C.
A.
Steve.
C.
All right. All right. Good. Try. We lived in a dusty shack case. You could barely call it home. A sorry little lot, no roof on top, but the fish left us alone. Try a little more, said the girl next door. It's time to roam. Was a Romo slapper, and we always tried to get her pants off when she phoned. Left a cap by the sink, it's not what you think. Oh, take me. Do you remember the Seahorses?
Yeah.
Who was the singer of the Seahorse, John Squire's post Stone Roses outfit?
Oh, I don't know. Singer.
Yeah, I didn't know this one either, so. The answer is Chris Helms. Staying out for the summer, playing games in the rain. The hills and the fortune got me fooled again. You see, I work in a factory. I don't wanna be late. I got my debts to pay for. You're gonna have to wait. So, which member of Dodgy went out with Denise Van Outleten?
Well,
you should know this.
I actually don't know the names of any of the members of Dodgy. I'm sure.
All right.
So, No idea.
It is Andy Miller. That's the lucky bastard. And if you complain, why? This is is a trick question, but in 1995, at the height of Britpop's zenith, which three acts headlined Reading Festival?
That's a trick question.
It's a trick question.
So Reading Festival wasn't on, was it?
Yeah,
it was.
Was
that a trick? Okay. How can this be a trick question? Let me see. So they weren't Britpop bands? Were they like Metallica? Is that the trick?
You're on the right track. I'll just give you the answer because this is actually really hard. Nobody remembers what happens. No. It is Smashing Pumpkins, Bjork, and Neil Young.
Oh.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm like disappointed. The video to All Right, what furniture plays a prominent role in the video?
Bed.
That video. The bed.
A bed.
Right. Yay.
Woohoo. An easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one. All right. It's all you ever do. And if you think I'm gonna come to you, then go back to bed. Take my friends and two. Okay, number 21. What was Marion's frontman, Jamie, or is it Jaime? Jamie. I'm gonna go with Jamie.
Jaime.
Is it Jamie Harden's convicted of stealing in the year 2000? What was he convicted of stealing?
This would be a random guess. Is it something humorous?
I think so.
Or is it like
actually.
Just so it's not like just a car? Was it a keg of beer?
No, it was a garden gnome.
A garden gnome.
A gnome.
Why would prosecute someone for stealing a gnome? It's funny.
Maybe if you had a really awesome garden.
True.
Number 22, which Britpop outfit was first appeared on Top of the Pops without releasing any records? Oh my god, this is a trick question.
How's it a trick question?
Because I thought it was this band, but then it's not that band.
Oh, not releasing a record.
Alright, I'll give you the answer. It's Menswear. I didn't know that, actually. I thought they had already had a recording contract or something at that point. How many top 5 UK albums did Space manage?
Manage? Or like have? To,
or had in the top 5? I didn't write these questions.
I don't know how many albums Space had. I've only got one.
They had three.
Two?
Two? Oh my god. You were right.
Yay! Because I've not heard of the third one.
Yeah, nobody's heard. Yeah, exactly, actually.
Oh, yeah, so I'm in love with this land of plenty. A full of hope that's still a memory. I've lost my world, but still I see some hope.
Gene's 1994 debut album For the Dead came out in which limited run, or how many, what's the number of the limited run pressing for the debut single For the Dead in 1994?
Four.
Four? Is that your final answer?
500.
Is that your final answer?
500 is possibly more correct than four, but I like four.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Oh, I'll ask Jarvis. No, he just looks scared.
Actually, the answer is 1994. That's the number.
Oh, how...
It's actually kind of clever, actually.
Sort of.
Yeah, you made it. This man is going to be too. It's over. Sheffield. The fear is over. Guilt is over. Shame is over. The bitch of that is over. The handover is over.
Now, this is the last question of the Britpop hard questions. And so far we have 12 points out of 25. It's roughly about half.
Mm-hmm.
So the last question is, which former member of Pope now runs a ceramics shop?
Nick Banks.
Nick Banks. Let me see the answer. Nick Banks. Oh my God. All right. So the total is 13 questions out of 25, about half. Hey, that's better than what I did. Now, the bonus is actually pretty easy because I wanted to make this kind of fun. And so your first question is, of the bonus, is the infamous Battle of Britpop. Name the two singles by Oasis and Blur that went head-to-head that same week.
Country House and Roll With It?
Actually, that is right. Roll With It versus Country House. Now, your your bonus points is who actually won in terms of sales.
Blah.
Oh, 1.5 for you. All right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Elastica likes to steal the music. What guitar riff of Connection was stolen from what 70s punk band?
The Stranglers.
Ooh.
Or The Fall. One of them.
Ooh. Alright, the answer is Wired. Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Blur's bassist Alex James' most unusual hobby. Now, he actually sells and deals in this hobby, too.
You know this, Sally. Cheese making.
Cheese, all right. It's kind of like a cheesy answer.
Making me hungry.
Before Kanye's I'll Let You Finish Upstage, which Britpop maverick danced his way on the stage during Michael Jackson's performance of this award show?
Let's consult Jarvis on that one.
That is Jarvis, actually.
I don't think he knows.
That is
Cardboard
Jarvis.
Jarvis doesn't know. Yeah. Oh.
No.
Oh, really?
Bonus award. Name the award show.
The Brit Awards.
The Brit Awards. Oh my God, you guys are good.
It's an easy one.
Your last question of the bonus round. Now, this is worth half a point each. Name the lead singer of Oasis, Blur, Pulp, Suede, Sleeper, and Elastica. And this last question is worth
87.
So, okay. So one, Oasis.
There's two vocalists.
Yeah. Liam and Noel.
Oh, okay, see. Okay. Well, that's good.
Blur. Damon.
Well, Graham sings as well.
Yeah, he occasionally sings some songs. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's not get technical. I said lead singers.
Sorry. Pulp, Jarvis.
Yeah, all right.
Suede, Brett Anson.
All right, Sleeper.
Sleeper is Louise, whatever. Weena. And the last is Justine Frischman.
All right, now that last question is worth 3 points. So your grand total is 20 points. You got 67%. Congratulations.
These are my degrees.
You've graduated from the Britpop Academy of Quiz. God, was that not hard? I mean, seriously? No?
Well, it wasn't easy.
No, that some of those questions were like four or whatever. You know, some of these questions are very specific, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember names. I'm shit with names at the best of times.
All right, that's good. What about this section? Would you like to go with seahorses?
Could.
Actually, I don't have any seahorses songs.
I have one seahorses song. What else is in this? Jingle, jiggle, jiggle. That's some Boo Radleys.
I don't have that album though, that first album.
No, I don't about. Have that album either. But
I just have that Wake Up Boo, you know that big hit song that they had.
Yeah. I like off Come On Kids, the song, where is it? Everything Is Sorrow, I think it's called. That's a good song. That nearly made it into my top 10. And you know you shouldn't have another cigarette. Nothing else makes much sense. Nothing else will recompense. And you get your loneliness out of a magazine. You never felt nothing at all. No one else need ever know.
Thank you.
shouldn't drink anymore.
Can I ask why they're closing down that pub?
It's on the old site of a brewery which used to be in the city, which got knocked down, and they're going to do it up with like residential and commercial property, and they've got a couple of pubs on the site. They're both heritage listed. They can't actually knock them down, but I assume they're going to shiny them up or turn them into something that isn't a pub. And they're pretty dingy, dingy pubs, like inside. They haven't been like done up for years, so yeah, it's a bit sad. But it is a bit stinky pub, you know, as far as pubs go. But I do like my old man pubs that, you know, your feet slightly stick to the floor and they do smell like stale beer. I do have a soft spot.
That's kind of sad to hear, actually. Yeah, you know, they close a couple of venues around town here. And it's due to the, you know, economic climate and so on. And it's kind of always sad to hear things like that. Mm.
We've had a few, well, one, most notably the Hopetown Hotel, which was like one of the, it was probably my favourite venue to go see bands. It was just a little pub and, you know, just a little stage in the corner. And that's, you know, closed down recently. Very sad. There was many, many rumours as to why, because I think there have recently been some new laws put in place where bands with, venues with bands need to have like a certain number of security guards, and they need like wheelchair access and blah, blah, blah. And this was just, you know, the Hopetown was just a little pub on the corner of a street. And, you know, we don't
How
need
big
a,
is it?
It's tiny, like, you know, it'd be as big as my flat. Like, oh, you know, it's sort of. See, yes.
You know, that wheelchair thing, that is a bit of a problem for, you know, people in wheelchairs. So, I mean, I can see why the city would like to upgrade some of these things.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have to be a prerequisite. I mean, like, you know, if someone really wants to get in, you know, it could be done.
You know, I argue the same fact when I'm driving and I need a parking space and there's all these handicap area. And I'm like, who's handicapped that's going out at 2 in the morning to a pub? So
That's horrible.
I know, I sound like a jerk, but I'm just saying.
Hey, man, listen up. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You know that new Depeche Mode album? It sucks. You know what? That new Cure album? It sucks. That new Happy Mondays album? I don't know if there is one, but if there is, it sucks. I can say this, because I know, because I'm a Doors fan. And you know, if you want to be a Doors fan, you know what? You might already be one, and you don't even know it. You know? Sort of like being gay. You're walking around, you know, something's up. You just don't know what it is yet.
Is Pavement big in Australia?
Not really. I mean, they were kind of big many years ago, but I don't even think even back then they were that big. Mm. But their first, I don't know if it's sold out, but the tickets went on sale, and the front one, the good spots went away, sold out very quickly, and then they put on a second show, so they must be selling tickets anyway.
Is the front tickets more expensive than regular tickets?
No, they're not. The place where they're playing at likes to, how would you put it? They like to categorise their tickets, and if you're not on Ticketek at $8.59, you won't get those front section tickets, and it sucks. Okay. You're stuck behind a fence, and I don't like being told where to stand. So. The thing with Pavement, I don't think they were very popular. Like I wasn't around when they were, I guess. I wasn't listening to music. But I think a lot of Australian bands have been influenced by them because it's kind of that whole slacker rock. I know the Vines were, like, influenced by them, and there's a few other bands, I guess, Red Riders and Sounds Like Sunset. They're kind of a bit slackery, kind of slacker rock. I like that term.
I can't imagine the Vines being influenced by a Pavement, but
yeah.
I can kind of see it.
Yeah, maybe they like them.
No, I've got a demo CD that their old drummer. I was on the Vines for him, like, way back when, and the old drummer gave me their demo CD, and it sounds incredible. Like, it's so much better than their actual CD, so, yeah. And it's very Pavement-y. That's, it just reminds me of them.
I'll give you a little memory, but this is my gift to you. I used to live in California, and Pavement is from, I believe, Stockton, California. So they were kind of known as kind of like a local band to us, you know. So when I went to see them, I believe the venue was the Cadillac Club in like 92, 93. You know, members of the bands were outside the venue shaking our hands for showing up to their show, because they were like, hey, thanks for coming out to our show. Like, they were very easy to like, you know, like very friendly.
The lead singer, what's his name, Steve Markleness, he tours Australia quite a lot with the Jicks, but he was only out here recently. And I know that the guitarist, I think it's the guitarist Scott, he's like married to an Australian lady, so he'll be...
Oh, you think that's why they tour Australia?
Not so much that they tour Australia, but I think he's going to start living out here.
Oh, okay.
To live with his Australian lady.
So you're saying that Australia is going to claim Pavement as their own?
Yeah, we tend to do that. We tend to do that. But they're also playing at a festival here. They got announced for a festival called Golden Plains, and then the tour sort of announced after that. But it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to wearing my Converse and
your button shirts and kind of like uncombed hair and stuff
and my corduroys. Not that I have any, but
it's pretty freaking hot. When is it?
March.
It won't be too bad then.
No.
They're kind of like a jeans kind of band, so just wear jeans.
Let's organize our outfits now. You wear the purple shirt, and I'll wear the
fluffy one.
No, I do. I will have to admit that they were quite popular in like the mid '90s. I think when "Cut Your Hair" was really big, and then they had a really great song called "Range Life," which I always loved.
Out on my skateboard, the night is just humming, and the gum smacks all the pulse I follow with my walkman face. Well, I got absolutely no one, no one but myself to blame. Don't worry, we're in no hurry. School's out, what did you expect?
I think this year it's all about Empire of the Sun, and...
Oh, I hope they win. They're actually a really good band. Have you heard their record?
Ooh, Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I'm serious. I'm not like faking.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, really? All right, sorry.
The thing about Empire of the Sun is that it's got the dude from Sleepy Jackson and the dude from Pinyao.
It's weird. It's kind of like a dancey kind of...
I heard it got described. Like, I've actually got the album. It's all right. It's kind of a cross between Fleetwood Mac and Daft Punk. And
what's wrong with that, really?
I really like it. I wouldn't want to... They were playing a festival here called Park Life, which I did have a ticket for, but I wasn't able to put up with all the fuckwits that would go to a festival like this, because... There's a thing in Australia where, I don't know if you're familiar with the term bogan, but lots of bogans go to these things and they take their shirts off and they wear fluoro and sailor hats. And anyway, I wasn't going. It's got nothing to do with the music. I like the music. I'm going
to break. You actually bought a ticket, but you won't go. Isn't that kind of expensive?
Very expensive, but I sold it on eBay and made a profit.
Oh,
yeah.
Surprising. Okay.
Yeah.
I know everything about you.
Hey, so I actually promise you we're going to have Ryan. And the last time I saw him, he was on Skype, and he seems very excited to be on here. And then suddenly he's not on Skype anymore. So I suspect either he has a faulty internet connection or he just likes to diss me.